Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. How are you doing this Monday morning? It is 7 a.m. Los Angeles, California time. And what can I say? Oh, if you live in L.A. County, burr. It's a little chilly. Taking a good guess, I'm going to say, maybe about, this is just a good guess, 50 degrees. And you know, for L.A. County, that's cold. Normally we have a beautiful 75 degrees sunrise. Not this morning. And I got a little fog in my throat. See, the hot weather, the cold weather. But if you were around Venice Beach this weekend, I was there Saturday and Sunday. Saturday, beautiful, hot, sunny. Yesterday, cloudy and a little nippy. So I thought, I didn't see too many surfers going around on Sunday. Saturday was a whole different story. So I thought it was chilly. But anyway, did you catch a movie this weekend? As they say, if you caught one of these top 10 box office weekend movies, then you were in the loop. Number one this weekend, no surprise here, The Martian. And that was, of course, the new Matt Damon movie there. And that one made, let's see, yeah, I'm sorry, I have something right here, but I'm so sorry. That one made over $15 million there. Am I reading this right? What is it? You know what? Let me cancel the box office weekend because I don't have the right information. So I'm going to cancel that right now. And let me go into some. So whatever you saw this weekend, if you went to the movie, I hope it was a good, good movie. I do not have the correct information, so I'm going to pass over that. But I do know one thing about the movie, November the 6th. Yes, it is. The Charlie Brown movie is coming out, and I love Charlie Brown. I will be the first one in line, and if there are children in line, I do not care. I'm going to be standing there by myself as an adult, with my popcorn and my soda and my hot dogs and my nachos, okay, and my little milk duds, because I go all out when I go to the movies, and I'm going to sit back and relax because I want to see Charlie Brown. This will be first Charlie Brown movie. Isn't this the first one since the passing of Charles M. Schulz? So I'm happy. I cannot wait. I love Snoopy. Who does not like Charlie Brown? Anyway, Hollywood gossip. This weekend. First of all, rumors. All right. Jenny McCarthy. Well, we all know this is just Hollywood gossip. I hope that this is not true because I really like Jenny McCarthy. Jenny McCarthy, Donnie Wahlberg. Now, I'm just reading from the headlines on the internet. Allegedly, they've been married for what, a year, a little over a year. Looks like maybe trouble in paradise. You know what? She is so beautiful. She is so talented. Mark Wahlberg, of course, her husband, he's no slob either. Handsome guy, extremely talented. Well, it looks like trouble in paradise. Could it be that the marriage may be headed for a not-so-good direction? We know, first of all, Hollywood, if you stay married over 3 months, you know, congratulations, because it is tough. People have busy schedules. Everybody has, you know, their own entourage. You don't get to see each other that much. You're always busy. Communication becomes hard. Physical, just seeing each other becomes hard. But anyway, this is one story I'm going to say is not true. I do not believe that they are headed for any marital trouble. I think this is just sheer Hollywood gossip. And, you know, most of the time I'm right. But anyway, allegedly, and what the rumors say are is that they may be having a little difficulty in their marriage. Allegedly, they may be splitting. And I thought to myself, well, all I can say is, as a Hollywood stand-in, once before I met Jenny McCarthy, not only was she drop-dead gorgeous, we all know she's, you know, former playmate and all that, but not only was she drop-dead gorgeous, my God, she was actually so, so nice. And I mean, it was genuine nice, genuinely kind. So I hope this isn't true because what a lovely little lady there. So just put that out there. You let me know if you think that's true. All right, another star I actually met and was in a movie with, Val Kilmer. Oh, my, this is not a good story. Now, this isn't a fun Hollywood gossip. Val Kilmer, allegedly in the hospital, medical condition, very, very ill. I'm not sure of why. A lot of rumors as to why. I'm not even going to go there. But allegedly in the hospital, very, very sick. I remember Val Kilmer from the Top Gun movie. Oh, my God, was he incredible. Of course, he was in the Doors movie. He was absolutely wonderful for that. I believe he was nominated for an Oscar for that. But anyway, Val Kilmer, also one of the stars in Tombstone, and in the hospital. We hope that this isn't true. Hope that everything is going okay with him. So I met Val Kilmer. We made a movie together. The movie tanked. My part was cut out. I just got a $5 residual check for that not so long ago. But anyway, I just thought, you know, excellent actor, very quiet, in my opinion, very quiet, a little aloof on the set. You know, he stays in character and all that. But he did talk. He did have a very pleasant conversation with me. You know, I played a bank teller in the movie, had a very pleasant conversation. And that was that. But I thought, I hope this story isn't true, because the man is an actor. He's not out there hurting anybody. And I hope if he, you know, is in the hospital and he is very, very ill, we wish him our best. Everybody here at Coffee Chatter wishes and condolences. And moving on from there. All right, Lamar Odom, thank goodness. It looks like, you know, he is getting better and better and better. Of course, I said originally that he and Khloe Kardashian were divorced. Let me correct that, because that's, I don't believe that that is true, and I was corrected from different people who listen to the show. So my bad, and I apologize for that. So let me correct that. But anyway, this part is true. He is doing a lot better, and he could fit in the ambulance. It was a helicopter that he couldn't fit into because he's so long. So anyway, let me correct all these stories, because I've been corrected. I've been schooled from fans on the show. But anyway, this is what a fan said. He definitely is doing better, Lynn. So there, and that much I'm glad. You know, he has children. He seems a very, very nice guy and so, so talented there. All right, and moving on to, this is really a sad story. Hollywood makeup artist, you may not know the name, but a lot of stars know the name. Jake Bailey, allegedly, a brilliant makeup artist, dead, allegedly, of suicide, took his own life. He was so handsome, so talented, so young. He was only 37, and I don't know why he took his own life. I have never met him, but I just know a lot of people who I've heard his name spoken in the business, and I just thought that was just a sad story. So anybody out there, let me tell you a story. I was in Red Lobster a couple weeks ago, and they were singing happy birthday to a senior citizen lady. And she was 75. And when she got ready to leave, I said, happy birthday, ma'am. And she stood there, and she talked a little bit about her life. And she said, you know, when I was 19 years old, I tried to commit suicide because I wanted everything to end. And she said, I stand here today at 75, and I am so glad that I was unsuccessful at 19, because I've had a wonderful life. And I thought that said it all. The problems that we have in the moment, hang in there, people, hang in there, because we have our ups and downs. Talk it out to somebody. Go to a movie and relax. Talk it out. Get a doll so you can have a doll to talk to, or a cat to talk to. You know, your dog's not going to tell anybody how we feel. You know, go to therapy if you need therapy. You know, go to a stadium if you need to be, you know, working stuff out. Don't internalize everything. I thought that was a beautiful story, and that's a true story. So there, I said it. All right, moving on to some Coffee Chatter news. All right, www.coffeechatter.net. Yes, we are still collecting socks up until November the 1st. We are so close to our goal for our socks. We need 500 pair of flops. We have several locations. We have the Culture Beauty Salon in Antelope Valley, Paramount Studios right there in Hollywood. We have Knowles and Morgan Realty down in Los Angeles. We have Class Act Salon right there in Los Angeles. We have four locations. You know, if you have large quantities, we have people really donating their time to come and pick up the socks. We are here. We are so close. We are asking for minimum 500 pair of socks because we're going to take all those brand new socks. We're going to give them to the LA Mission, and then the LA Mission will distribute them as they need for the homeless citizens. And it's a small, people say, why socks? It's the one thing that people need. Our winter in LA is coming up. It's going to be cold. They use the socks for pillows. They use the socks, of course, for socks. They use the socks to carry, you know, food items in. So the socks serve many purposes. They're light. They're easy to distribute. They don't take up much room at the Mission. They don't take up much room for all of our citizens who are living on park benches and, you know, street boxes and things like that. So please, one lady told me, I'm not giving any socks because I don't know anybody that's homeless. You don't know anybody that's homeless now, but you don't know where you'll be tomorrow. So you want the world to be a better place? Well, then give some socks or give to the Humane Society or go read a book to some children or teach somebody how to read. Do something to make the world a better place. But Coffee Chatter is asking, please, for brand new socks. You can call us or email us. All our information is on the Coffee Chatter website right there. And you can find us. We're also on Facebook. And this week you will see the new Coffee Chatter logo go up all over the Coffee Chatter website. And it's already on Facebook. It's on LinkedIn. And you will start to see our new logo. And we love our new logo. And that new logo comes from two really nice people, Ms. Brooke Gaines, Mr. Isaiah. And I'm really grateful for the logo. And we'll have more information as it comes up. All right. So, moving on with the news. I'm so sorry. I have a frog in my throat. It's killing me this morning. It's killing me. So I'm going to have to go. But make it a great day or not. The choice is always up to you. Much love. Much peace. Give us those brand new socks. We would love to have them. Any questions, call 61-860-5797. We'll answer all your questions. And anything else you need, you can always email us at coffeechatter1@cs.com. And make it a great day, everybody. Much love, much peace. And hopefully next Monday when I come on, my voice will be nice and clear because it's killing me right now and I got to go. All right. God bless everybody. I'm going to stay home and relax today. All right. Bye-bye.